After a few too many drinks, we both crashed in my friend's room and she lives with her dad. Things started happening and long story short, we got it on my best...
Oh no, the dad's gonna walk in. Oh no.
Hey hot stuff and welcome back to a brand new episode of To Be Honest the Podcast. My name's Amanda, you can call me Ducky, and today I sit across from the beautiful, the spectacular, the hilarious, the greatest Miss Cara Aridi. Hello.
Thank you so much. That was truly, you have a gift for emceeing. Thank you. You should be an MC.
I actually, you know, in grade six, I won best public speaker.
Did you?
Yeah. And I remember it was really good because, like, I've always been a socially anxious girly.
I was going to say, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and I really, like, put myself out there. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up... Did you ever do this? Toastmasters?
Toastmasters? I've never heard that in my whole life.
It was basically, like, a public speaking kind of subject that you did.
What did you speak about?
I don't even remember. But I just remember that someone got most improved and someone got best speaker. And I got best speaker. And it was like... I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a really good moment
that's
for me.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Anyway, how are you going today?
I'm pretty good. I've had like a relatively productive day off because mm-hmm. this is my day off from work. So I'm just like getting through some things. You know, it's my life admin day.
Lovely.
Truly boring, but truly necessary.
Lovely.
How's your day been?
My day's been pretty good. Thank you.
Lovely.
Lovely.
We love a productive Wednesday.
We do. I guess before we get into what's going to be a fun episode, I need you to share with me what you have to be honest about.
Okay. I can do that.
Take it away.
What I have to be honest about is that I think it's going to be a bikini summer.
Oh, okay. Love this.
I think I might have said this last summer.
And why wasn't it a bikini summer last summer?
Look, to be fair, we barely swam.
Yes,
because
that's true.
We had La Nina. But also, look, I'd be lying. I've said there wasn't a bit of insecurity in there. But I think this summer, it just needs to be a bikini summer.
Mm-hmm.
When am I going to... Here's the thing. As a bigger gal...
Mm-hmm.
When is going to be the time that I wear a bikini? Because I'm like nearing my flirty 30s. Like it's now or never.
Uh-huh.
Not really now or never. You can wear a bikini until the day you die, really.
Yeah.
Bury me in a bikini. But if I'm always waiting for the perfect moment, like to feel comfortable and feel confident, like no, you got to make it happen. You got to choose your own destiny.
Okay.
This is like one of those Goosebumps choose your own journey books. And I'm choosing the bikini route this summer.
Great.
Is that too many niche references all in one?
No, I liked that. Thank you so much.
So it's going to be a bikini summer. I welcome anyone to join me in bikini summer, including you.
Good luck with that.
It's actually so funny because I understand that, like, obviously you have insecurities and stuff, but I look at your body from the perspective of my body and I'm like, why wouldn't you wear a bikini? Isn't it so funny to look at people from your eyes and your lived experience?
Yeah.
And like you probably do the same with me.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, it's just so interesting. Anyway, so there's that. I've been trying to embrace my body more recently. I've been wearing like tight workout clothes mm-hmm. and things that I wouldn't usually maybe go out in. I've been doing it. I look hot. I'm just gonna say it.
Lovely. Yeah,
so
you do.
I'm gonna look hot in a bikini. It's happening, guys. I don't want to fucking hear about it. Me fighting with the invisible people.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you have to be honest about?
Okay, I have to be honest about, in the spirit of like we're doing a dating episode, I thought that I have a wholesome moment today.
No, for fuck's sake.
And this is what I was thinking about recently. You know what I'm going to say because I was talking to you about it this week. But
yeah.
I have to be honest about the fact that like literally for so long, I thought I was never going to stop dating dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like, you know, I've been through the ringer. I had a pretty shit, probably
say,
like...
One could say that.
I really had a shit like 4 years of mm-hmm. dating people who just like didn't treat me very nicely, did things that were really like, you know, not cool and made me feel like such a lack of self-worth mm-hmm. as well. And I had this moment of reflection the other day where I realized like, obviously I know that my boyfriend is like, really lovely
mm-hmm.
because he's my boyfriend, but
it's kind of the bar, isn't it? Imagine if you were like, I'm gonna be honest, my boyfriend's really lovely.
Everyone would be like,
let's raise the bar a little bit.
But I think the thing is like, you know, now being in like a really happy, secure relationship where I just feel really good, I like had this moment where I was like, holy shit, I never actually thought that this would happen. You know, I think that a lot of the time we see it happening to other people and like we think we're never going to meet someone who truly is like so compatible with us and who we connect with so well. And it's just kind of like happened randomly. And I think because I've been enjoying the process, I haven't like stopped to like think about it in any way. But I was thinking about it this past week and I was like, wow, it really is nice that, you know, I've found someone who I really he treats me really well and it's great.
So, if 2018 Ducko could see you now.
Oh my god.
She wouldn't believe you.
Here's the thing. The me that moved to the Gold Coast was simply not prepared for what the world had to throw at me for a few years.
Look, the universe really said, we're going to test you, but it's going to be fine in the end. But we are going to test you a good 5 years.
Yeah. But here you go.
What a lovely thing to be honest about.
That's what I wanted to share today.
As much as it kind of makes me want to gag, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Very, very happy for you.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Okay, so in today's episode, we are finally back with another Frightful Dating Stories episode. Although I do want to share that today they're not all frightful. But they're interesting and fun.
Okay, so they're not like good. I don't want to be hearing about people who had like nice dates.
No, they're not like they're just like interesting stories.
This is not a space. Like that was that 2 minutes we spent on your boyfriend was the only space we had for healthy relationships in this podcast. The rest has to be unhealthy.
Okay.
Toxic, frightful, embarrassing, all of the above, any synonym you can think of.
Okay. So today we're doing frightful dating stories.
Yeah.
In future, if you ever have a frightful dating story you would like to submit, send it to us on Instagram at tbh.pod. We might share it on the episode.
Yeah.
However, we will keep your identity anonymous.
Yes, at any point in time. You don't have to wait for us to do a call out. Just send. We love a frightful dating story at the best of times.
We do.
So and at the worst of times.
These episodes have been one of our most popular and we often get requests to do them again. So we're back.
And just so you guys know, Ducky collates all of these and she reads them to me. I have not read any of them. I am told not to go into our Instagram messages. So you're getting my raw and real reaction, guys.
Lovely. You get to react with Miss Reedy today. What a delight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Okay. Our first one is...
The little grin is so funny.
This is probably not the funniest one that you'll read, but my friends like to remind me of this quite often. Basically, I hid behind some big industrial rubbish bins to hide from a date so we wouldn't be walking the same way to the train station.
No, I feel this girl already. I understand her.
It had been a very boring date. Bless him, he had no personality. So I politely said goodbye. I knew he was going in for a kiss, so I did a swoop movement, hugged him, and yelled goodbye over my shoulder as soon as I could. And I walked in a random direction. Then I realized I would need to turn around and walk back the way that we had came to get to the train station, but it was so awkward because I didn't want to see him. So I ducked behind some bins and waited there for about 15 minutes. A true highlight in my life.
Oh my God. I am not kidding when I say I've had a very similar experience to this, except I didn't hide behind a bin. I was walking to the station after, again, a boring date. Maybe dated the same guy.
Wait, maybe.
And we both had to go to the same station and my train, because I lived in the suburbs, there was like a train in like 2 minutes and there was a train in like 40 minutes. And I was like, fucked if I'm standing here with this guy for 40 minutes waiting for my train. So I literally sprinted to the station and like he was like walking with me. So I was like power walking to the station. He was kind of like, what's going on? It's like, sorry, I really just don't want to spend any more time with you.
You're fucking liking it.
So I understand. It's actually so frightful when you just want to leave a date. You just want to get out. And like, it's kind of like that awkward moment of like, are they going to ask to drive me home? Are they going to say like, I'll walk you to the station? Like, just let me be alone.
Yeah. And I understand they're like usually doing like the polite it's kind nice. Of thing or whatever. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna happen.
No.
Anyway. I understand.
Yeah.
That frightfulness.
We have a similar situation here in terms of like you're on a date and you kind of like know it's not a vibe.
Yeah.
But like you're on the date.
Wait, is there nothing more like kind of tedious? This is just part of dating. I understand this. And like this is nothing against the person, but there's nothing worse than being on a date and like knowing halfway through that it's not it. And that like they're not your type of person or like you're not really attracted to them or like whatever.
Yeah.
And having to like sit through the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then like know that you're going to have to navigate a goodnight kiss.
Frightful.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of feeling traumatized. There's nothing worse
than getting the ick like halfway through a date. And then the ick just, it just constantly irritates. Like, yeah. How can I possibly get through this?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Anyway, so this one is... Once a guy took me off-roading for a first date. Do you understand what I mean by that?
I know what off-roading is. All
right. Sorry, your face said otherwise. So I was just
checking. I was thinking, what an interesting first date.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to gender hobbies, right?
Okay.
But this person, I'd like to know, this person's a woman.
I don't know. We can presume, seeing as like 99% of our listeners are women.
Yeah. Look, we could be wrong. Was it this person's idea to go off-roading? Were they like, I'm interested in it? Or was it this date's idea? I'd like to know. I just want to know the level of input that this party had.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand.
If the guy said, I'm taking you on a date, it's going to be a surprise, and then took me off-roading.
On a first date?
It's a no.
It's a
no. And imagine getting the ick sitting in the car and just like this, just like bumping around trying to like enjoy yourself.
I actually remember one time I was dating someone and their housemate was going on a first Tinder date when I was there. Like she was like, oh, I'm going on a first Tinder date today. I was like, oh, what are you doing? She was like, oh, he's coming to pick me up and we're going to go for a drive and we're going to go to the beach like and have a beach day. And I'm like, that is such a commitment.
Such a commitment because you don't go to the beach for like 10 minutes. I mean, no. Like you don't go on any date for 10 minutes. That's my ideal in your dreams. You don't go to the beach for an hour even.
No. And it was like he's picking you up. You're driving together. You're doing the whole beach set. Yeah.
You have to be truly optimistic about dating to do that.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
Anyway, so basically, let me get back to the off-roading. Okay,
yes.
So once a guy took me off-roading for a first date and I had the immediate knowledge that it wasn't going anywhere about an hour in.
This is what I meant.
The off-roading and travel turned it into a 10-hour date.
At that point, it's abduction. At that point, it's abduction. It's kidnapping. It's a felony. It's punishable by 10 years in jail. Sorry, 10? I have places to be.
Imagine 9 hours of the ick.
The audacity to presume that I don't have somewhere to be within a 10-hour window. Sorry, it's the ultimate disrespect of my time. It is. I'm sorry, first dates, 2 hours max.
Okay, we all know that you mean 1 hour max by that.
No, 1 hour, I would say 1 hour minimum. No, I shouldn't say minimum because, you know, you can leave within a minute if you want to. Mm. It's your life. It's your prerogative.
Mm.
I would say if you're going to give someone a chance and they're not doing anything wrong and blah, 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 1 hour minimum, 2 hours max. Don't expect me to hang around a new person for 2 hours, more than 2 hours.
You're so funny.
By the way, guys, I talked to my therapist today about my issues with dating, so
we've got clearly didn't get through much.
clearly didn't resolve those issues, so.
Okay, this next one.
Oh god, I hate when you do
this. I'm just so curious to see your reaction. So we went on a first date and he ordered a fish finger sandwich at dinner.
No, stop. Is that the worst part?
That's the submission.
A fish finger sandwich. No. It's not that he ordered a fish finger sandwich. It's that he took you to a place that serves fish finger sandwich. I don't think I've ever been to a place that has fish finger sandwiches.
I'm not going to lie. I thought for a moment you might respect the fish finger
like
ordering.
Bird's eye? Fish fingers?
But you love a vegan fish finger.
Oh, I love a fish. But I would... grow up. Were you dating a 5-year old? A fish. I'm imagining like white bread, butter, fish finger.
Yeah.
Fish finger, white bread, butter. Like that type of like child sandwich. Is that the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
And then she's like, and then I spent the rest of my life with him. Like, again, don't want to... it's nothing... No one's getting hurt from the fish finger sandwich.
But...
Except for...
The fish.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. But except for my pride in the fact that I'm on a date with a person who orders a fish finger sandwich. Mm. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not... No, I couldn't do it.
No.
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
If you can believe it.
Okay, you ready for a next one? That's a long one.
Okay.
So sit with me here, okay? Okay. A few years ago, I worked as a filmmaker for a company who documented the European Champions field hockey in Amsterdam. At that time, I was happily single and therefore active on several dating apps, among which was Happn. Do you know what Happn is?
No, and I'm just going to say hockey players, ick.
Okay. Happn is the dating app where it tracks your location and it only connects you with people who you actually pass physically in person.
I love that.
You should actually get that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do people use it though?
Today's episode is sponsored by Happn.
I fucking wish. No, I have two things to say. First of all, I will be downloading it, but I kind of don't get the vibe that people would use it. Otherwise, I would have heard. I'm imagining that it's spelled Happn, am I right?
It is.
Oh my god, wait. I'm a branding genius.
You are.
Second, I want to clarify. Field hockey, ick. Ice hockey, hot. Difference.
What's somehow the difference?
Men on ice skates do it for me.
Okay, that's good to know. Maybe we should go to a hockey game. You have Happn downloaded. And then, you know, you never know.
I don't think we play ice hockey here in Australia.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Do we?
Oh, yes.
I love ice skating.
Okay.
You're like, moving on.
So, at the time, this person was happily single, therefore active on several dating apps, among which was Happn. Little did I know that some of these hot and fit field hockey players were single and they were on Happn too. I swiped to a guy who played for Great Britain, tall, tattooed, and muscular.
Okay, that sounds hot.
To my surprise, he swiped on me as well and we began to casually talk.
Why is this person so surprised? Honey, it's like self-confidence. Yeah. You're a catch.
Yeah. I thought it was too good to be true. We had contact throughout the whole tournament about his games and how they went, what he was doing when he wasn't on the field, and about me, my long days of work during the tournament, and my passion for field hockey. We were both...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I'm really sorry. You meant men playing field hockey, right?
No, I still feel a bit bad.
Okay.
She's probably going to marry a field hockey player if she's that passionate about it. Anyway, sorry. I'm really sorry. It's my personal issues.
We were both in the same bubble, but we did completely different jobs. Once again, I felt it was too good to be true. When the tournament was over, we kept in contact and couldn't stop talking to each other.
Wait, before we get to the clinch at the end, because I don't know where the fuck this is going right now. So before we get to the punchline, I want you to stop so I can guess where it's going.
Okay. It's not, I'll give you a clue that it's not like a huge punchline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just a good story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so we couldn't stop talking to each other, and then one night he said, I want to see you, I have a few days off, and I want to drive to you and take you to a hotel for a few days. Are you in for a date? I couldn't believe it. He was long back in London, and I lived in the Netherlands, 600 kilometers away from him.
Big vibes.
I told him, let's do it.
Wait. This is like a date that goes over a few days.
Your nightmare.
Is it not everyone's nightmare?
I mean, not if you've been talking to someone for so long that you feel like you're going to connect with them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He could also be a murderer. It doesn't matter.
I was supposed to meet him at the station in the evening after my work day. It was real. There he was, all the way from England in the Netherlands to see me. We went out for dinner that night and had so much fun, we couldn't stop talking. The next day, I drove him around some places and we went to the zoo spontaneously. The second night, I found myself in his bed in his hotel room with my head on his chest. The next day, we ate breakfast out and went from bar to bar, and then it was time to say goodbye. We kept staying in contact for a while, but looking back, we found out we were not meant to be. As hard as it was, I was okay with it. Despite the attraction, we were just not a match. Sometimes I see him play on TV, and I am reminded of the crazy roller coaster I was in. It seems like it was too good to be true after all.
I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
She had a really good time with him.
Yeah, but they couldn't make it work. But it's just a fun story.
Why couldn't they make it work?
We don't know.
I feel like there's something more here.
You want more?
I'm sensing that there's a tiny little secret that's not being divulged. It's my intuition's telling me, and I must know. Tell me what was wrong with him. Thank you.
That's kind of our wholesome story for the episode.
Great, because honestly, that was lovely, but I need more gossip.
Okay. Kara does love the gossip. Okay. We realized that we had a 12-year age gap halfway through the date. I was 20 and he was 32. We still continued our date plans that evening, but we never talked or saw each other after that.
How does one get on a date without knowing each other's age?
I guess if it's not a dating app date.
I guess so.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's more?
No, that's it.
There's 32.
I know.
I'm just trying to think, like, did he look really young?
Maybe she looked older.
It's
giving Taylor Swift and John Mayer.
What a lovely comparison to make.
Thank you so much.
Definitely not problematic.
You don't like that one? Well, this person knows that a 12-year age gap wasn't ideal.
Mm. Well, yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy stalked me and my friend to the beach. Then he tried to lie about it. Then he asked me out, and then he tried to tell me that I was wrong when I said no because I was scared of him. He called me babe. I left.
Not the gaslighting of you. Not the gaslighting of your choice to say no to a date. Like, you're wrong. That's the wrong answer.
You shouldn't be scared of me stalking you all the way here just to ask you out.
Oh my God.
Wait, it's giving like you should be complimented that I'm so into you from a creepy guy.
You should be flattered. You should be jumping at the chance. I could have stalked anyone here, but I chose to stalk you here.
But some people do have that mentality. Isn't that crazy?
It literally is sociopathic. Yeah. It literally is. Yeah. Yeah. It's concerning.
So frightful.
Yeah. I want to know, was it a random person who like quote unquote stalked her to the beach, or was it like someone who she kind of knew from somewhere else that
it's giving random,
were they like walking to the beach or something and he was just like, oh, I've got nothing else to do, might follow this girl.
Oh,
who has nothing to do in their day like that? Like, who just thinks, like,
who has the time?
You have some. I just know that you have towels banked up that you need to wash instead.
Are you saying that because you have towels banked up to wash?
Yes. And I don't stalk people.
Okay. This is an update from someone who has sent us two bad dating stories in the past.
Aww.
So this is the person who told us that they had a guy tell her that she looked like his sister. Remember that?
Wait, is it the one that said she's a bitch?
No, I don't know. But
we had a girl write in and said that, you look like my sister. She's a bitch.
Yes, this is it. Yeah, it is that one. It is that one.
Wait, what the fuck? This girl is really unlucky on dates.
And then this girl also had a date with a separate guy who was the guy who told her that he had punched his sister on her 18th birthday.
What is with this girl and sisters?
I know.
Is this third one about a sister?
No, this third one is a nice success story, but it's funny.
Okay.
We love a success story from someone who's sent us like some of the funniest submissions we've ever had.
Yes.
So, she said, I feel like this success story deserves some recognition. I visited my best friend on the Gold Coast in April.
Ooh.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Gold Coast.
I want to know more.
And we hung out with her male best friend who I've had a crush on for a while. After a few too many drinks, we both crashed in my friend's room and she lives with her dad. Things started happening and long story short, we got it on my best...
Oh no, the dad's going to walk in.
On my best friend's dad's balcony.
No, logistically, I need more details. Like, was it a... Did you have the shaded balcony where, like, people couldn't see in? Was it a high rise? Was it relatively private? Were there curtains on the other side of the door? Like, continue the story. Maybe some of these we'll get.
No, you won't get any more. All we know is that he's now my boyfriend, and I guess you could say things are going well as I'm moving from Sydney to the Gold Coast in a few months to be with him.
I can't believe this girl snapped, as an interstate person, snapped up the only eligible guy on the Gold Coast who's actually worth dating.
Good for you, hun.
No. Why? Leave it for the locals. I'm kidding. Look, good for you for moving to the Gold Coast, following your heart, following your dreams, even if they lead you to the balcony. Like, that is great. Yeah. I still do need to know the logistics because, look, I'm going to be completely honest. I kind of find it hot,
yeah,
the thought of having sex on a balcony.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I do. I find it hot.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, we're on the second floor of our apartment. Wouldn't be hot. It's too close to the ground floor. Somewhere to walk past, they're like 3 meters away. Awkward. I need to be...
Imagine if you did it on the balcony that faces the street.
No, but it's like if it's a high-rise vibe and you can see people a lot below and maybe they can peek you a little bit, but like it's just like you're disconnected by that distance.
Mm.
I need to know. So please tell me.
Okay. All right, you ready for another one?
Yes.
He said he didn't like sweet potatoes and he said that chocolate ice cream was disgusting. Red flag. Done.
Look, I don't disagree. I mean, the sweet potato one's kind of neither here nor there for me. But who the fuck doesn't like chocolate ice cream?
That is a great question. You know what? I could really go this afternoon.
What?
You know.
A yum bar.
No.
A gay time.
No.
Am I getting closer?
Yeah.
Have I had one?
What? Oh, yes, you have. And what?
Oh, Yoji.
Yes, Froyo. Mm. Mm-hmm. I love Froyo so much.
You do love Froyo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, whoever says that chocolate ice cream is... Like, I understand why that's a red flag for you, and that's fine.
It's just concerning. What other basic human necessities do you not like?
Like, if someone didn't like bread?
People don't, though. I reckon that'd be more common than, like, chocolate.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, not liking and not wanting to eat for health reasons is two different things. But, you know, people would say they don't like bread. They're wrong. But, you know.
Yeah.
They're kind of like that girl who said no to the date to the guy who was stalking to them. They're wrong. But it's fine.
But it's fine. Okay, this one's one of my favorite ones. Are you ready?
Okay.
You're going to fucking love this one.
Okay, hit me.
So during lockdown, I had a phone call first date with a guy from Tinder. Would you ever do this? Have a phone call first date?
If we'd been talking for a little bit.
Yeah.
On like via messaging. Yeah. Was it FaceTime?
We'll get there.
So I think I'd be more comfortable FaceTiming.
Yeah, it feels more like a date.
It feels more like we're all on the same page. We're all on the same level. Like yeah. We all have cameras on our phones.
Mm.
Let's FaceTime or video chat or whatever. Yeah, I think I would. But I'd have to be relatively interested in the conversation to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. So during lockdown, I had a phone call first date with a guy from Tinder. He mentions to me that he makes music and I said, oh, cool, you'll have to send me a link.
Oh my God, is he like a famous musician?
Let's be honest, I was just being polite. Indie shitty music boys are a dime a dozen in Brunswick.
I love this person. He sends you a link to his SoundCloud and he's just a rapper. And he's my brother.
Imagine if one day someone wrote in and it was about your run.
Frightful.
Okay.
He's a SoundCloud rapper, isn't he? I can tell by your face.
Anyway, he immediately sends me his SoundCloud and insists we switch to FaceTime so he can watch my reaction as I listen to it.
I would never, ever, 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 ever do that. No. No.
I have to put on my best listening face while nodding occasionally, and then he starts singing along to himself. It was so fucking cringe, I didn't know whether to laugh in his face or die from secondhand embarrassment. He then asked me to break curfew to go over to his house. We didn't speak again. The song was mediocre at best.
No, okay, two things. We need the link. Look. Everyone has passions. Everyone has hobbies. That's great. Good for him for putting himself out there. Happy for him. Really encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to hear the song. I do want to hear the song.
Okay.
Second, we all know how I feel about men who sing. We all know. I will repeat it though. They shouldn't. They should not sing. They shouldn't sing.
Ever?
Ever. What, no man ever.
What about Harry Styles?
No, don't sing.
Lewis Capaldi?
If you said to me, every man in the world has the chance to sing if they so wish, or none can sing. Sorry, sacrificing the men in the world who can sing. Mm-hmm. I just think it is so awkward. One day when you were dating this guy, frightful guy.
I don't come on my own podcast and just get dragged it's about not my a drag dating
of
you, choices.
It's a drag of him.
Okay.
He thought he could sing.
I mean, to give him credit, he could sing.
Okay. Whatever. We were playing, what was it, like Catan or some shit? Were Monopoly? We were playing some board game one night when he was here.
Were we?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
And we had music playing. And he was just singing along. But like, it's an issue when people sing along in a way that they think is good. I just want to turn the music right up over them. Like, I'm like, stop. Stop. No one wants to hear your voice.
Mm.
Stop trying to harmonize. That's my opinion.
Remember that girl at the Billie Eilish concert? Oh, have we talked about this on the podcast?
I don't know.
We went to the Billie Eilish concert a couple of months ago. And
it was so funny.
We were in the general admission standing area and there was this girl behind us who, like, Billie would, like, finish singing a note and this girl would be singing along and then just like keep going after.
She was riffing. Like, she was just going to the beat of her own drum.
It was almost like
she was covering every song.
You ain't nothing but a lost cause. It was like that.
Let's add this to the tally of all the episodes we've sung in. Because it's been like nonstop over the past couple of months.
It has.
She was so funny.
Yeah, I was like, good for you with the level of confidence, but I was like, also like, can you please not do that?
My favorite part was that when we looked back on all the videos from the concert, we could just hear her in the background. Oh God.
Wow.
I hope she does well in life. I hope she has a good singing music career ahead of her.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see her on The Voice next season.
We will. Maybe she'll sing a Billie Eilish song.
Okay, this is my last little short story for you.
Okay, hit me.
I went on a couple of dates with this guy and all was going well. Then I found out his favorite pastime at work is telling super racist jokes. Men really do just be admitting this shit willingly.
Wait, so he said, my favorite pastime at work is being racist?
He's telling super racist jokes.
I'm baffled.
I don't know what to tell you, but it's true. People do really just admit things that they probably just shouldn't. Also, they probably just do things that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, but it's another level, like, between, like, obviously, like, I can't begin to unravel which one's worse, really. I think, actually, the knowledge that it's wrong is worse. I don't know. But, like, doing something wrong, like being racist or telling a racist joke, is one thing.
Uh-huh.
Telling a racist joke and then saying, it's a hobby of mine?
Mm. I'm bragging about it.
That takes a level of like audaciousness that I truly can't comprehend.
Agree.
And who do you think your target audience is with that knowledge, with that little comment?
Bizarre, isn't it?
So bizarre. Okay, wow. Men really are quite confusing in that way.
Mm.
I wish we had more male followers because I want to hear bad dating stories from men.
You know what? There would be some.
You know what? Maybe, guys, let us know if you're interested in this. Maybe we can do a little research online.
Because
I'm sure there's, like, you know, stories online. They're not from our listeners. But maybe we can, you know, or ask your boyfriends or ask your brothers.
Oh, my God. Or your dads. Wait, what? Cara's like, specifically the dads. I actually would love that.
I would love that too because I think we're equal opportunity or equal... I think we're equal opportunists here.
Uh-huh.
And even though we love women and look, men get the shit end of the stick here because we have like literally 99% female listeners.
Yeah.
Let's give the men time and space to say, hey, I've had some bad experiences with women on dates. I also just be intrigued to know, like, what's the level of bad experience like?
I can think of bad experiences men would have had with me on dates.
Like what? See, I think I've been an absolute delight on every date I've been on.
I think I've been delightful, but I may have been a bit wishy-washy.
Okay, give us an example. I have no idea what you mean.
You know, just like... I don't know.
Like there's a difference between being like, like, yeah, I'll see you again soon, or like not really engaging and like all the stories we hear.
Yeah, true. I'm not this bad. You're right. No. You're right. Thanks for validating me.
If you were this bad, I probably wouldn't be a friend. Here's the thing. These things don't exist in a vacuum. If someone's this bad on a first date, if someone's like, oh my God, I tell racist jokes for fun. It's like, imagine they're racist. Imagine what
happens when you've been dating them for 2 months. Yeah,
and they're racist. And like, what do they do with their friends? Probably just tell racist jokes and be idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually have a little update, dating update, not for me,
oh,
obviously, but from someone else. Do you remember when we did the dating episode a few months ago and that girl wrote in about her vet that she wanted to ask out and he was going away to, I think, Ireland?
Yes, he was going to Ireland because that's how you say it.
Yep, sure. He's going to Ireland.
Ireland?
Yep. Ireland.
Ireland.
And she was wondering whether she should ask him out when she comes back. And we were saying, maybe you can be like, oh, like, do you want to talk to me about your trip? Like, tell me about your trip over coffee. We're trying to give her some suggestions, right? And she was nervous because it is nerve-wracking.
Oh, absolutely.
She actually sent us an update. And she said that she inquired further and he has a partner.
How did she inquire further? To him or to someone else?
No, I think to him.
Good for you, hun. Yeah. Good for you. As in,
like,
you.
I think maybe she, like, sussed the vibe a bit. And, like, maybe the partner naturally came up in combo.
That's great. You know what? I really, really applaud people who have the confidence to just, like, do these things. Mm-hmm. Like, in the past, I've done it a couple of times where I've asked people out to their face. And it's fucking illening to the core.
It is.
Like,
it's not fun.
So illening. But it's, like... It really is such a good feeling once you actually do it.
It's a character boosting exercise.
Yeah, and we definitely need more of that. Like, I honestly feel like I've been thinking about this. You know, people are like, oh, you need to, like, go to bars and shit to meet people. But it's like half the people at bars are just, like, on their fucking phone on Tinder regardless. You know what I mean?
Or they're very, like, involved in people they're with. Like, they're, like, not really looking around to, like, meet people.
I just don't feel like people go out to meet people that much anymore. I don't know. It's a fucking brutal world out there.
It is brutal. It is brutal. Anyway,
that's
we don't really help with the feelings of brutality because all we ever really tell is bad dating stories.
I just talked about my boyfriend being gorgeous.
Yeah, it's kind of boring though, isn't it?
Come off it, mate. All right, that's the end of today's episode. Hope you enjoyed. Make sure to send us your crappy dating stories or your good ones if you've got a good story. We'd love to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Be in your ears next Friday.
Bye.
Bye.